So pleased to say that my guests Harry from Harry and the Chicks and Dante have arrived in the studio. Hi guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good.
A little bit late today, but we don't care. It's absolutely fine. It doesn't matter. You had a bit of a delay, didn't you? But it's good to see you now. So, yes, it's Harry from Harry and the Chicks, who's here to talk a brand new release, Snakes in the Streets, and to play live in the studio, plus more. And joining Harry is Dante on the guitar. So, first of all, Harry, who are Harry and the Chicks, and how would you describe your music?
So I'm Harry and the Chicks. Okay. It's like a solo project, but I describe the Chicks as anyone who joins me on my journey. So Dante is an official Chick.
Oh, well, you're both looking fine today, and you look fantastic, Harry. You're made up for a photo shoot or something, aren't you?
Yeah.
Later on, you look absolutely amazing.
Thank you. We're doing the acoustic version of my new single, Snakes in the Streets. We're like filming that after this.
Oh wow! Oh, excellent. Oh well, you can warm up in the studio then, can't you? That's great. Apparently, according to Michelle, now you'll have to forgive me here because I didn't have time to do any research, but Michelle has sent me a lot of information, and she said that you never actually stop and your socials are always really busy.
Yeah.
is that an important part of promoting Harry and the Chicks?
Yeah, I think social media you have to be on as a solo artist or even as a band. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So obviously we've all kind of slowed down a bit in the last couple of years with COVID. How did that affect your performing and promotion?
Well, COVID was kind of a good thing for me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just because I opened up an online fashion store where my mum makes like handmade to measure goods that I design. And yeah, that's now the merchandise, and it basically funds Harry and the Chicks. So.
Wow, what an amazing idea. That's excellent. Well, tell us a little bit more about that later. You're going to play a couple of songs for us this afternoon now. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we can hear a song now. How about that? What are you going to play for us?
This was my debut single, Colour Me In.
Fantastic. When you're ready.
Attraction spins opposites, coded together in a double helix, intertwined in less than a minute. Some dream we mixers, but I slap on elixir. Some dream we mixers, but I slap on elixir. Well, my calculation finds you're one of a kind. Footprints in my mind, inhibitions unwind. You're raising from my heart, my taste is blind. Everything you do, press play and rewind. Everything you do, press play and rewind. Hang on to everything you say, surrounded by my infatuation. I'm delicately, so go away. Dying for wireless communication. I'm doubting myself. Skin, hand colored me in you, color, color, color me in you, color, color. Ah, ah, ah. Time works with distance to put us to the test. Engraved in my mind, I become envious. Yeah, now that I experience you less, I've forgotten which button to press. I've forgotten which button to press. Hanging on to everything you say, surrounded by my infatuation. I'm delicately, so go away. Dying for wireless communication. I'm doubting myself. And colored me in you, color, color, color me in you, sophisticated, out of control, it leaves you wasted. Balance the scales of attraction, fuel the fire of passion. Hanging on to everything you say, surrounded by my infatuation. I'm delicately, so go away. Dying for wireless communication. I'm doubting myself.
Fantastic. That was amazing. That voice of yours is quite something, isn't it?
Thank you.
And you, there was no warming up or anything there, was there? No,
I got a bit worried.
No, absolutely amazing, Harry. You really loved that. Really nice. Wow, I don't know what to say now. I'll tell you what, apparently you've got an amazing fan base, and I'm not surprised listening to that. And I know your fans are really important to you.
Yeah, of course. One of my fans is in Australia.
Oh, wow.
She buys all of our merch before it comes out. Her name's Carolyn. I just thought I'd shout her out.
That's fine. Hi, Carolyn. Hope
she might even be listening. Yeah, yeah. She tends to stay up. She's in Australia. She stays up really late to listen or gets up really early.
Okay. So what about in this country? You got a good fan base here?
Yeah. We had 60 people come to our headline show at the Eaglet the other day.
Okay.
So that was the first time that's ever happened, because before the pandemic, I basically had no fans.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So have you got a few gigs building up now that you're going to do?
Yeah, at the moment we're looking into booking other venues, but I am doing a couple of solo gigs in some pubs in London.
Oh, right.
I'm doing one at the Waterman's Arms in Canary Wharf on... when is that? That's that's Saturday.
Okay, right.
And then the other one is Friday the 25th. So whatever, it's the 25th. That's at the Widow's Son in Devon's Road, which is where I was born.
Ah, right. And okay.
That's in Bow, by the way.
Right, but you don't live there now, do you? Where are you from?
No, I live in Hornchurch now.
Oh, right, that's my old stomping ground. That is around there. Yeah. Now, your latest single is called Snakes in the Streets. We're going to hear that in a minute, but do you want to tell us a bit about it first?
Yeah, so Snakes in the Streets is my new single. It came out last Friday, and it's about my experiences with street harassment and stalking in London.
Okay, yes, so it's very much to the point at the moment, isn't it, really? It's we'll talk about it in a minute. Let's hear the song first, shall we? This is the actual single, not live. You'll be playing another song for us live in a bit, but I thought we'd have a listen to this. It's Harry and the Chicks and Snakes in the Streets.
I miss my friends. I miss the way I laughed with them. We'd cry until our bellies ached. Lost it since you went away. I built a bridge between them and you. There's nothing that I could do. I've cut my ties, I've cut them loose. Spying on me like paparazzi.
That's the fabulous Harry and the Chicks and Snakes in the Streets. Now, that's quite an unusual song, really, isn't it? In that you've got your beautiful, lush vocals, a fantastic beat that you actually get hooked into, and the flow of the song, which is upbeat, camouflage is a darker story, which is a really clever way to get our song out there rather than it be a slower, darker sounding track. Was that your intention? Go on, sorry,
yeah,
Harry.
My intention is always to be more upbeat. That's just how I am anyway. When things like that happen to me, I'm still upbeat about it.
Yeah,
so.
And do you find it happens a lot?
Yes. So when I was writing the song, I was catcalled 14 times, on the way to the studio and back. And I was like, well, that's the narrative for the music video. So that's actually what I did.
So what prompted you? I mean, obviously you experienced this quite a lot. Was there any one particular thing that prompted you and got you thinking about it to write a song about it?
So initially the song was about a stalker. So when I was a teenager, I was stalked quite a lot by like peers and stuff.
Right.
I would be added to like harassing group chats. People would give up my number, just weird stuff. And like when I talk about it now, I always thought that this was just a thing that happened at school. But it turns out that a lot of people went to normal schools and this didn't normally happen.
Okay.
So
Without mentioning it, why wasn't your school a normal school?
Oh, just because it just felt like everyone was so involved with each other. And I don't know, I had one guy, he was like bullying me in like year 10 or something. And he told me one day that he knew I was crying on the bus because his spy had caught me. And I was like, what? So he got one of his mates to like follow me around. And that was like one of the first instances. And then it just kept happening, but with all different people.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you're laughing away there, but it's serious stuff, really, isn't it?
It was just a bit weird, but I was in lockdown for some reason. I kept having dreams about it, and I was like having sleep paralysis and stuff. So I was like, right, if I just write this song, then maybe it will go away.
Right, good therapy.
And
then
So I did all that, and then I ended up getting a new thing, which is like catcalling and harassment from complete strangers. So.
Well, you're out there telling the story, and I don't know, you know, this sort of thing goes on and it's not acceptable. You know, it's good that you're highlighting it, I think.
As I was saying earlier, my song Snakes in the Streets is about being stalked and catcalled and harassed, which is obviously a really big problem at the moment.
Yes.
Not only with me, but we've unfortunately had a few deaths in the last year, like Sarah Everard. And more recently, Aisling Murphy. So basically there's this app, it's called Safe Up, and it helps women walk home safe. And what it does is it puts you with women in your own area or wherever you're walking, and you can call them and they can like be on the phone with you, or they can come and meet you potentially. And there's also an option in the app where you can call the police if you're in any distress, but you can use the app whenever you're walking alone. You don't have to be being followed or anything like that.
Right.
It's just to make you feel safer when you're walking.
Sounds like a brilliant idea. And that's available at all the new usual sort of places, is it? The Play Store and...
App Store and everything.
Yeah.
I think they're originally based in Tel Aviv, but they followed me on Instagram, and then we've just been like collaborating since, because I'm really passionate about this issue.
Well, I completely understand. What's the name of the app again?
Safe Up.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on to happier things, shall we? Now, you mentioned it earlier, this range of clothing which you design along with your mum. Now, mum's here, but I couldn't get her to come on the microphone. Give us a shout, mum. So tell us, what kind of things do you design then? What sort of clothing?
So it's like handmade to measure, like satin organza clothes. It started off with puff sleeve blouses, which are like kind of see-through, and it kind of looks a little bit like this shirt.
That's lovely,
all satin and organza, and it's like made to fit you, so we do every size.
Right, probably wouldn't suit me then.
I mean, you know, we're going to work on men soon.
Oh, well, that's good. Send us a catalogue. You never know. Lovely. All right, well, you got another song for us. What are you going to sing now?
This one is called Like That.
Okay, take it away when you're ready.
In with your arm around my shoulder, my lipstick smudged, my head's full of rollers, my style needs some resuscitation. Mouth to mouth with me, I'll be your patient. You should know better than to put me on the line like that. You've seen those cameras, the unforgiving way they snap. You're the only one who knows me, and I like it like that. Yeah, I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. Don't up like a brat, check my tags. Don't take off my mask, 'cause I'm an aristocrat walking the streets like I like it like that. I like it like la da da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. I walk through earth, wind, fire, and precipitation under your umbrella of love alien. I wear you on my sleeve like embroidery, a timeless trend and statement piece. You should know better than to put me on the line like that. You've seen those cameras, the unforgiving way they snap. You're the only one who knows me, and I like it like that. Yeah, I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. Don't up like a brat, check my tags. Don't take off my mask, 'cause I'm an aristocrat walking the streets like I like it like that. I like it like la da da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. I like it like that. You like me for who I am and who I wanna be. I like it like that. You get real and let me love my fantasy. You're the only one who really knows me, and I like it like that. I like it like that. Put me on the line like that. You've seen those cameras, the unforgiving way they snap. You're the only one who knows me, and I like it like that. Yeah, I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. Don't up like a brat, check my tags. Don't take off my mask, 'cause I'm an aristocrat walking the streets like I like it like that. I like it like la da da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. And I like it like that. I like it like that.
Oh, I like it like that as well. Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was absolutely brilliant. We're going to take some pictures of you guys before you go, and I want to make sure that I'm in at least one of them, because when you're up at the O2 collecting your Ivor Novello Award or whatever music award you've got, I want to be able to say, oh, look, this was when I met Harry, because... You've got something there. You're going places as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Well, I really hope you do. Dante, what's it like working with Harry?
Yes, it's good fun. I think if I didn't meet Harry, I probably wouldn't be doing a lot of gigs in the past couple of years.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like she's quite hardworking as an artist.
Yeah. Not hard work.
No. Well,
I thought you were going to say that for a minute. Yeah.
I suppose a bit of both, probably. But I think it's good fun. Yeah.
Well, thanks for what you've done today as well. Great performance.
Cheers.
There on the guitar. Well, I'm really, really knocked back, and I'm sure Michelle is really, really disappointed that she's missed this opportunity to have you singing live in the studio, because I'm just totally knocked out by what you've just done.
Thank you.
It's fabulous. So what's up next for you?
So I've got some more singles lined up.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm just promoting Snakes in the Streets, which is going well so far. I was on BBC News the other day.
Ooh,
I know.
Tell us more.
I was on BBC News at breakfast talking about street harassment with Catcalls of London. And then also BBC Essex have had it as their BBC Introducing Weekly Vibe, for the last week, and they also played it on International Women's Day. So yeah, the BBC's going well.
Yeah,
it was the video was premiered in Wonderland magazine.
Okay,
big things.
I'm not surprised, and I think you know, it should take off even more. I hope so. Anyway,
yeah,
because you certainly deserve it. You mentioned a couple of gigs earlier on. Just remind us again where people can hear you live.
So I'm playing at the Waterman's Arms in Canary Wharf on the 19th. And I'm playing at the Widow's Son in Bow on the 25th.
Fabulous, fabulous stuff. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Oh, where can people contact you? Give us your socials and all that.
Yeah? I'm Harry and the Chicks everywhere.
Okay.
And I'm Dante.Coates everywhere as well.
Okay, easy to find then. Yeah, marvellous. That's absolutely brilliant. Right, we'll have that all up on the Phoenix FM website later today. And congratulations, just amazing. And,
thank you.
I wish you the very best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Harry and Dante, thank you so much indeed. Cheers.